Sean says there's no reward for hard work. Consumers figured out way sooner than previous generations because the American dream is dead. Yeah. So, okay. Let's think about Sean's comment right here and not just because he's a deadhead. I want you to note that I won't favor you in the chat just because you're a deadhead. But I think this is maybe important, right? Because is the reason why previous generations worked hard and took stuff seriously, is it because they were sold a bill of goods by which if they did the things the way they were supposed to do them, that there would be determinant financial and social rewards, i.e. did we believe that if we busted our asses in high school and if we worked hard and if we did job and all this sort of stuff correctly, that we would have some sort of necessary positive outcome. We would get a good job. We'd make a lot of money. We'd buy a house, yada, yada, yada. And as Sean points out, that's ideological nonsense, right? That was a bill of goods sold to us to facilitate the reproduction of labor under neoliberalism or whatever it is. You know, Althusser, ideological state apparatuses, things of that nature. So, and in a sense, you could almost say if we're going to do a teleological thing here, if our telos was sort of just neoliberal nonsense, does that mean that younger people maybe figured out, okay, that teleological motive for doing anything is bullshit, so who cares, right? If it is true that there's no, you know, pot of gold at the end of the neoliberalism achievement rainbow, then why shouldn't I just cheat my way through stuff? Why shouldn't I just ChatGPT all over myself and those around me? In a sense, I get that. Again, back to Sean's comment, there's no reward for hard work and Zoomers figured it out way sooner than previous generations because the American dream is dead. But then there's a weird like necrophilic thing going here. Wait, I'm going to land this plane. I'm going to sully this one. Because by continuing to participate in the system that they know is dead, by continuing to climb the achievement ladder for which they know at the top is just a void, shout out to Marvel, what are they really doing? Because in a sense, if you know that the entire neoliberal narrative is bullshit, if you know that there isn't a reward for hard work in the way that we were told there would be, maybe do something else. You know, maybe, and I'm going to be Nietzschean here for a second, maybe this is the active versus passive nihilism thing, right? Because, sorry, if I'm going to be passively nihilistic, I look at that system and I know it's just a dead corpse. I know it's a hunk of nothingness, but then it's like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it anyways. I'm just going to participate in this thing because it is what it is, yada, yada. I feel like a more active nihilism would be responding to the emptiness of the system that, again, Sean describes here, and try to do something else, try to be creative, try to build something else, try to push the dead body aside and make something new. So in that sense, I both can understand that Zoomers had to deal with a harsh reality. And if anything, Zoomers were more clued in than, let's say, my generation by seeing the empty heart of that system, by seeing there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Shout out to Lucky Charms, things of that nature. But at the same time, by continuing to replicate that system and just cheat your way through it also feels really hollow. It's almost like I'd rather believe in the lie at that point than participate in the hollow system knowing that it wasn't going to get anywhere. Shout out to Sean. Kyle says, I think part of it is that we have projected the idea that it is only the outcome of the American dream has been completely fetishized from the process. It's all about individual material wealth. Yeah, like people at this point, if nothing means anything, might as well just have material wealth. But that's that sort of, I think, passive nihilism of if nothing means anything anyways, then who gives a fuck? I'll just like get money and hang out till I die, which I have some level of understanding for. Like I see where that comes from. Joel Agass in the chat says, love it. Active nihilism is so much better. Calling out ghouls for being ghouls. Ryan, who's watching the rehearsal, says we need some Evanescence playing right now. 23 seconds, guys. 23 seconds. Supine in the chat says, I think it's more that when people see that the rules for safety no longer matter, they give up or imitate that which is working, so everyone cheats. So, yeah, so again, I get what we're saying here. And I don't know where this comment came from exactly and what I was saying. I'm scrolling back now, but I do want to give Jarrett credit for saying jerking off the dead horse. So I'll just take a moment and think about what Jarek said. Okay, great.